I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Oh, God, Sarah, cover your mouth and you
are on. We on?
Yes.
That explains why everyone tells me not to put my mouth near the microphone muff, right? I just yawned right on it.
I wonder,
disgusting. Yeah. Have you got your Glen 20, Scott?
No, I think Aaron took it.
Aaron? He hates Glen 20.
No, he likes it now.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, it's here. I've got it. Hold on.
Okay. Let me just spray it on my own germs.
Like a cockroach.
I mean, what a great opener to the podcast. Here's today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Guess what? It's Lent. Do you know what Lent is?
Yes, yes, yes.
That means you don't know what Lent is.
I know you have to give something up.
Well, do have to give something up, but my five-year-old yesterday came up to me and in a very confrontational manner, he stared deep into my soul and said, "Mum, how can I be more like Jesus?"
I mean, look.
And I said, "Jesus Christ, those Catholic school fees are really coming to the fore." And I said, he said, "I have to come up with a job that I can do to help the family, something little." So because they're so young, instead of asking them to give something up for Lent, which is the traditional course of action,
activity,
I suppose, they're asking the kids to think of a little task, a little chore around the house that can help the family.
Mm-hmm.
Mow the lawns.
And also and help them fulfill that goal to be more like
Jesus. So I said to him, "Well, look, let's start small. Maybe you can be in charge of changing the dog water bowl every day."
That's what Jesus was doing. He looked after the animals.
That's what I said. So I said, "Be like Jesus, look after the animals." Then my 9-year-old piped up in the background, "That was St. Francis, Mum."
Yeah. Okay, so one's doing quite well with the Catholic education. The other, well, it's early days. It's early days.
I mean,
if he gets onto Minnie's dog water.
That's right. I've got him onto it. And
you're creating
money,
a little saint.
So I'm giving him a coin, a small coin, and then that money goes into the Lenten box at school.
Yeah, they do. When they start school, they really do get such a fascination with all the religious
things.
My little happy clapper has started singing at dinner time. So there's a rhyme that she sings and it goes, "God is great. God is good. We have to thank him for this food." Mate, that doesn't
rhyme. This is indoctrination at its very best. Do you know what Maxie also did? He got his little hand and he put it on his forehead, right? Placed it on his forehead. He said, "Mum, what does this mean?" So he's just staring at me with his, you know, forefinger touching his forehead. And I said, "I have no idea. Do you have a migraine? Like, what does that mean?" And he said, "It means in the name of the Father."
Part one
of four.
What I love is anybody who's just tuned in like, "Am I on Christian FM? What, am I? Am
I
what
mean, you
station?
May as well be. I mean, can you even believe it?"
I mean, you'll know Maxie's doing well when your dog Minnie starts drinking wine.
"You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off."
Yes, two types of people in the world for any given situation. And today, it's all about the big issue of whether you are wandering about naked in your own home or not.
What has brought this on?
Well, I was going for a walk a few days ago, and as I was walking down the main street, I looked up at a balcony. It was a fourth floor. Look, it wasn't like a real neck stretch. It was in my line of sight. And there was a bloke wandering out onto the balcony just in his little Y-fronts hanging out his washing. And it blew my mind because I was like, "People can see you, mate." And he was in his dacks.
I think there's a cloak of invisibility when you're in your own space, in your apartment, in your home. You can do whatever the hell you like. That's how I feel about the situation.
I never wander around in my house in the Nicky Nuna.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah. I mean,
no.
You're missing out.
I mean,
out.
From the bathroom to the bedroom. Yes, sure. But,
yes, but not
just in
afield.
The lounge room, out on the deck. No
oh
way,
my God.
Jose.
I have traipsed all, like, upstairs, downstairs, down to the clothesline.
Lee, that's really out in the
fence.
Backyard.
Oh, yes. I'm just like, oh, well.
You're quite the naturalist, aren't you?
I am.
Do you mean in the nude or in your underwear?
Both. Both.
Well, because, I mean, in your underwear is no different to a bikini,
well,
really.
Well, that is my position on things as well. Underwear, I may as well be fully clothed. That is perfectly fine
okay,
for
no,
me.
I still disagree with that. Posh.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Don't
fine
feel,
with it.
I feel vulnerable.
I feel alive.
Exposed. I just can't wander without... without threads on.
Oh, gosh. No, look. All right. Well, let's do this. 13-10-60. Are you Team Sarah? Do you refuse to walk around your premises unless you're fully clothed? Or are you on my team and you're happy to just let yourself live as God intended?
Oh, gosh.
Really?
I mean, I'm like, put a towel on, put a little robe, something. Even just a T-shirt in your undies.
Yeah, I do that too. But
I'm sure you do.
Mix it up.
That's
okay.
Right. Live life on the edge.
13. Do you go to nudist beaches too?
No, I would never do that. No.
Wait,
see,
why?
Because that's like you're doing it with intention. You're like actually getting in a car, driving to a location where other people are nude. I don't need other people to look at me. I just feel in my own home, I will do as I damn please.
And even outside the boundaries of your own home, I mean, the clothesline does blow my mind a little bit. You're lucky there's some distance between you and your neighbours.
Okay,
well, that's it.
13-10-60 is the phone number. Are you Team Lee's? You walk around your house nude as you please?
Yeah.
Or Team Sarah? No. Put
I'm
your clothes on.
I'm saying nup to the nud.
Okay.
Toddlers, they're happy to go nude. It's nice for them to go nude. I feel the same way. Sometimes I don't need clothes on my body, particularly when I'm in my own home.
Toddlers also wear nappies instead of going to the toilet.
They do.
Like,
yeah, but sometimes it's okay for toddlers to run around nude.
Yes, because they're toddlers, not adults.
Yeah, but I feel like it's important to get in touch with your body. And sometimes when you cover it all up, then you just don't. You've got to be comfortable in your own skin.
I just feel too vulnerable, James. On 13-10-60, do you go naked in your own home?
I never wear clothes in my own home.
Yes, James. All right, so we're talking summer, winter, autumn, spring. You are naked as the day you were born.
Yeah, I'm talking like middle of winter. Like, I won't be wearing anything, even at night.
But don't you get cold, James?
At most, if we're sitting down, like watching TV or something, I'd rather put a blanket on than put clothes on.
No hoodies for James in winter. Okay, all right. It's
James's profile on flatmates.com just like went through the roof.
Mick on 13-10-60. Nudity in your own home. Are you a fan or not?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yes. Yes, Mick.
You know what? You've got a tone in your voice that I could have picked that would be your answer. you let it all hang free and that's your preference.
Yeah, go to the garbage bin, take clothes off the line.
Thank you.
Walk around.
Mick,
yeah.
I do the same.
Hang on.
Yeah,
do you have neighbours
right.
in close proximity?
Shouldn't be looking over me fence.
But, Mick, when you take the garbage bin out, you've got to go onto the footpath. That's council
land. I don't go out the front of the house. Like, I just go out and put the rubbish in the bin.
Yeah, he just means the kitchen bin to the wheelie bin.
Wow, there's a lot of neighbours out there that are obviously trying to live their life with blinkers on, living next to Mick and Lee's.
Mick, I've gone down to the chicken coop to feed the chickens nude.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
Scotty's face is like, I, you know what it is?
It's a
like,
strong peck risk.
I like to take my chances. I'm like, can I make it? Can I make it stealth mode the way to the chooks?
I just think you think your neighbours can see a lot less than they actually can.
Me
like,
too.
I've been to your house. It's not enclosed.
No, there is quite a busy road that runs along the front veranda that you say you wander out on. Michelle on 13-10-60. Surely someone's got to be on my team and feel a little bit exposed just wandering around in the Nicky Noonar at home. Are you that person for me?
I'm so sorry, no. I mow the lawns naked.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Hold on, talk us
what
through
I love
this.
Is, tell me you wear safety glasses at least, Michelle.
Well, you know, I've got my safety thongs on, but no, I hate tan line, so everything is naked. It freaks my kids out, but I still love it.
Is it a push mower or a ride on mower?
Like, no, it's a push one. No, it's a push one, but yeah, no, I love it. I just don't want a tan line, so everything has to be like no clothes on.
Do you live on acreage or somewhere where you can maintain a cloak of invisibility?
No, just in normal suburbia.
Is normal that legal? Suburbia. Is that legal, Michelle?
Well, I don't do the front lawn. Well, I do the front lawn because I actually have a big fence, but yeah, no, I think it freaked the neighbours out once when I came over to drop over some milk, but you know, other than that, no, it's all fine. They just look me in the eye now and that's all. That's all they'll look.
Your poor kids. I like to imagine that one day when you're a little old lady, they're just like, remember when Mum used to mow the lawn naked? That's the kind of gal she was.
No, the poor thing. I feel sorry for them. They really do freak out.
You've just taken it up a notch,
well,
Michelle.
Well, look, I think, here we go, 93.75%. Yes. I don't know how they work out those stupid percentages.
Over 100%
of calls were Team Lee's. There was only one call for me, 15 of the 16 calls.
I love this. I think it's great. I think, you know, with there's so many body issues in the world, people are hung up about their bodies. Strip it off.
I'm not hung up about my bodies. I don't want someone to walk into my home.
Just get acquainted and just live your life like a nudist. It's fine.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Look, if you're in the mood for a new breakfast tipple, then listen on in. I mean, you can have a coffee, you can have a juice, a smoothie, sure. Or you can take a leaf out of a bloke over in the UK who has started drinking more than half a litre of his own wee every morning.
So he's having a smooth wee. I mean, it's a stretch,
yes,
but I had to
ask. You could say that. So 37-year-old Fabian Farquharson, I mean, he was great in Shrek, has first started this very random practice 3 years ago when he started researching about alternative medicines and holistic therapies. Now, of course, we all know about alternative medicines when they're proved to work, don't we? That's just called medicine, right?
Yes.
So he's an interior designer. He starts every day with a pint of fresh urine, chased down with another 300 to 400 mils of aged urine.
What?
And claims that it's left him feeling healthier, happier, smarter. I mean, I've thought about the situation where I would have to be in to drink my own toxic waste, and it would be in a desert, desperate for survival, right?
Yeah,
that's
like
the only thing I can think.
Like that guy that was wedged between two massive boulders and he had to drink his wee then to survive. Like I would
fair
do
enough.
It. I would do that. No problem. But what does it, isn't it your kidney byproduct?
Yes.
Like what the hell?
Well, yes, it's waste your body
it's
doesn't
waste.
Need. So then you're ingesting it all over again. It makes no sense. Anyway, he said he first started looking into all of this in 2013 when he kept experiencing pains in his tummy and doctors couldn't get to the bottom of it. Apparently he was traveling a lot for work and eating junk food like Burger King, McDonald's, anything convenient. I mean, that couldn't possibly have been the reason for his stomach pains and what have you, could it? If he's just loading himself up with junk food day in, day out, it seems very extreme to then be like, you know what I'm going to do to fix this?
Yeah, the solution is
urine luck. I'm going to have a glass of Mellow Yellow and sort the problem out.
Don't dampen the conversation, Sarah.
Look, I think it's a golden story.
Yeah, I do too. People are weird.
Oh. Come on, Scott. Get it. Get
I mean, maybe out. It's maybe his idea isn't wee that bad.
Do we have to go, Scott?
Wee.
You guys are taking a piss, right?
Yes, he's in. We've
Boom,
got him.
That's why we love him.
Sarah.
Please.
We've got something very important to discuss right this minute. Mm-hmm. There is something that I've come to realise that no matter how advanced the human race gets, no matter how many apps and technology that we invite into our worlds to make our daily chores easier, there is one thing that never, ever, ever changes.
No.
And that is the question, what's for dinner?
It's the most irritating question in the whole world. And when you answer it, you are always going to get someone who disagrees with what you're plating up that night.
It's also like coming up with the ideas every single day. No matter if you're the cook or you're not the cook, someone asks the question and people need suggestions and ideas.
Now, I know right? It's only 10 to 6 in the morning. I know that. But you know, you've got to start planning ahead.
Well, I get desperate. I start sweating if I don't have it, what's in mind for the menu plan. That's it. It throws my day out.
So how can we make this easier for people, Liz?
Well, I think that people are like you and I. If someone gives me an idea or suggestion, I'm jumping on it and going, yes, that's what's for dinner tonight. Okay. So I feel you and I weekly should help our listeners and provide a suggestion for what's for dinner tonight.
Well, go on.
Do you like it? So let's do it.
Ah, in song.
I mean, people are desperate for ideas.
Is there any other way?
So tonight, I'm going to give you one. Lasagna unana. There's sheets of pasta in lasagna unana.
They really are.
Mix in the bechamel lasagna unana.
Cheesy.
How about some cheddar in lasagna and different types of mincer lasagna. Make it yourself or buy it from Woolies.
Yes. Option B.
Turn on the oven and follow the rulies.
Okay, that was
hard.
A stretch.
That's
that,
all I've
is
got.
That where it ends?
That's where it ends.
It ends on rulies.
I mean, recipe didn't rhyme
okay,
with Woolies.
You know what? Here's the thing. Our producer said this was possibly the most terrible thing
not.
We've put to air. And it could be. But let's prove them wrong. If you are making lasagna for dinner tonight because of Lisa's earworm that she just gave you, take a picture and tag us at Lisa and Sarah,
Come
please.
On, guys. Tag it with like hashtag lasagna unana or just hashtag unana or just hashtag lasagna.
Whatever hashtag you use, can you send it to us at Lise and Sarah?
Yep.
Because I feel like everyone's going to spell unana differently.
Yes.
So I see what you're trying to do. Very good.
All right. Aaron, our producer, has said he's pulling a Harold Holt and doing the bolt, which is what we have to do now too. Enjoy the Brekkie Show.
Bon appetit.
You're listening to Those Two Girls. Oh.
God, that's just so potent, that stuff.
Glen 20 to me is the smell of the 90s. And I don't know why, whether it was because it was when we were at school and Glen 20 was sprayed all around in the classrooms and what have you, but it's a very
Do you know what I bought?
Teenage years smell.
I bought a can of eucalyptus spray.
That stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it.
Yep.
That's it. That's
I
my
hear
story.
You. Do you know what else
I'm
I bought? When we're talking about flashbacks, I bought a can of Impulse.
Yes.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Are you going to a year seven dance?
I know. I just saw it. It's so refreshing in hot weather because it's ice cold. It lasts all of, you know, 17 seconds. But it just takes me on a trip down memory lane.
How much is Impulse now?
It's about $5.
Is it? How much was it?
$2.79. About 2 shillings.
Yeah.
Idea. Let's have a day where you guys wear Impulse and Aaron and I wear Lynx Africa.
Yes.
And it'll be like the studio.
Don't pretend you don't still own Lynx Africa, though.
You've got it in your man bag at your office, don't you?
I'm not done with suggestions. So that's what we're wearing. You guys are wearing the Spice Girls Impulse spray.
That was sort of past our time.
That was past our
time. Okay, you guys are wearing Impulse spray. Aaron and I are wearing Lynx Africa. And then together as a show, we're opening with...
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's about
are we ready?
Right.
Okay. That's coming.
Sorry.
Hey, hey, baby. Ooh. Oh, I want to know if you'll be my girl.
Yes.
Do you know what? When Wills and I were in the car the other day, Lou Bega's song Mumbo Number 5 came on. I mean, that was a great song.
You know that.
But whatever happened to him?
This Mumbo Number
5. Yes.
Oh. Do you know that it's 20 years since Mumbo Number 5 next week?
What?
Yep.
How are you keeping track of that?
She made a note 20 years ago.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Everybody in the crowd, so come on, let's drive to the liquor store around the corner.
So you would have been, what, 25 when it
Shut
came?
Shut up, Scott.
Be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, just talking tea.
I like
what a hit. What a player. What a player Lou Bega was.
What a player. You know, yeah. You know, I take issue that, like, my name would never feature in a song like that. It's just
like a sport. Is Sarah in it?
No, Sarah's not in it.
A little bit of Monica in my life. Oh, no.
You're right.
By my side. A little bit of Tina's all I need. A little bit of Tina's all I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
So good. But, you know, like that song gave a lot of Sandras and Ritas an opportunity to shine because those names don't.
Oh, no. See, this is not okay. This is not an okay song.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
I mean, what a fun time we've had.
All right,
today.
Guys. Chow, chow.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.